In this bulletin, millions of children and teachers return to school from today with new COVID-19 safety measures in place. Airlifts begin this morning to remote communities cut off by floodwaters in central Australia. And in sport, Rafael Nadal stages an epic comeback to claim victory in the Men's Australian Open singles final. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. Millions of Australian children and teachers head back to the classroom from today with new COVID precautions in place for the 2022 school year. In Victoria and New South Wales, millions of rapid antigen tests have been sent to thousands of schools for routine testing, while air purifiers have also been delivered to schools in those states, along with Tasmania and Western Australia. Queensland has opted not to do routine surveillance testing, but has introduced a mask requirement in line with other states for students in grade 3 and up. Paediatrician Dr. Asha Bowen is urging families who haven't yet done so to get their children vaccinated.
And I'm really, supportive of our kids being in school face-to-face learning whenever they possibly can be. And so I think a vaccine program adds that extra layer of protection.
West Australians who have refused to get vaccinated against COVID-19 will be denied entry to most public venues from today as tough new rules come into effect. Proof of double dose vaccination will be required for teachers returning to classrooms and at all hospitality venues, including restaurants, cafes, pubs, bars and fast food outlets for dine-in customers. Premier Mark McGowan says he makes no apologies for the rules.
It's a responsibility of both venues and individuals with potential fines available. If you get vaccinated, you'll be able to live a relatively normal life. You'll be able to work in a whole range of industries, just like everyone else.
More than 16 million Australians will be eligible to receive their booster shot against COVID-19 from today, as the interval between doses is further reduced. Late last year, the expert group on vaccination, ATAGI, set January the 31st as the day the interval between the second and third shots would be reduced to 3 months. The Australian Defence Force begins a series of flights this morning to deliver food and essential supplies to South Australian and Northern Territory communities isolated by floodwaters. The first flight is expected to leave South Australia's Edinburgh Air Base to deliver 20 tonnes of food and supplies to the outback town of Coober Pedy. Heavy rain across central Australia has damaged rail lines and cut off the Stuart Highway, the main link between Adelaide and Darwin, forcing freight trucks to take a 3,000-kilometre detour. Supplies to Western Australia have also been disrupted. Ukraine's ambassador to Australia has responded to claims by his Russian counterpart in relation to a potential armed conflict between the two countries. The Kremlin's top diplomat in Canberra, Alexei Pavlovsky, last week claimed the build-up of 100,000 Russian troops on the Ukrainian border was a warning, not a threat to the country. Ukraine's Australian ambassador, Volodymyr Shalkivsky, has now issued a written response in which he accuses Mr. Pavlovsky of making false representations on the issue. He says Mr. Pavlovsky's comments are aligned with Russia's main strategy towards Ukraine, which is to question international support and destabilize the country. He accuses Russia of trying to blackmail the West and change Ukraine's pro-European direction. In sport, at the tennis, Rafael Nadal is savouring one of his sweetest triumphs after staging an epic Australian Open final fight back to claim a record-setting 21st Grand Slam singles crown. The landmark victory was achieved after a 5-hour, 24-minute war of attrition that finished past midnight on Monday morning. Nadal recovered from two sets to love, down for the first time in 15 years to defeat second seed Daniel Medvedev 2-6, 6-7, 5-7, 6-4, 6-4, 7-5 in a drama-charged climax to the Open at Melbourne Park. Nadal told the crowd the win has given him the energy to plan a return trip to Australia.
I really can't explain the feelings that I have right now, but I'm going to keep trying my best to keep coming next year. Thank you very, very much and see you soon.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 34. Adelaide, mostly sunny as well, 35 degrees. Melbourne, humid, partly cloudy, 30. Hobart, humid and sunny, 25. Canberra, a shower or two, 29. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 27. Sydney, a possible shower, 29. Newcastle, similar conditions, 28 degrees. Brisbane, a possible shower, 32. Cairns, a shower or two, 33 degrees. Darwin, showers, 31. And Alice Springs, also a shower or two, 31 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwan.